Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
The Association for Computing Machinery has awarded the 2009 AM Turing Award to Charles P. Thacker for his work in pioneering the networked personal computer. In 1974, while at the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center, Thacker built a prototype of a desktop computer called the Alto. It featured a number of innovations that have since become commonplace on PCs, including a television-like screen, a graphical user interface, and a what-you-see-is-what-you-get text editor. In an interview with IDG, Thacker recalled that the Alto development was led both by himself, he handled the hardware side, and Butler Lampson, who developed the software. The original prototype cost $12,000. Cisco Systems on Tuesday introduced its next-generation Internet Core router, the CRS-3, with about three times the capacity of its current platform. At full scale, the CRS-3 has a capacity of 322 terabits per second, roughly three times that of the CRS-1, which was introduced in 2004. It also has more than 12 times the capacity of its nearest competitor. The CRS-3 will help the Internet evolve from a messaging to an entertainment and media platform, with video the emerging killer app, Cisco CEO John Chambers said. Sony will begin selling 3D TVs in Japan on June 10th, and worldwide at about the same time, it said Tuesday. A firmware upgrade to its PlayStation 3 console that adds 3D support and other 3D-compatible home electronics products will also be available to coincide with the television launch. Sony's first two sets, which are 40 and 46-inch models, will come bundled with two pairs of 3D glasses and will cost 290,000 yen, or $3,215, and 350,000 yen, respectively. Some BlackBerry users are complaining of an inability to use data services for the second day in a row. It appears that the issue could be related to two separate problems. While some users seemed to be back in business late Tuesday, others were still having problems. Research in Motion doesn't appear to have commented on the problem and didn't reply to a request for comment. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news in the world of technology.